This is The Catch-Up on Hit. With Flick
and Tim. We're loving The Bachelorette with Ali Ochen. And Pete was kicked off last week, and he's been making so much drama on the show. Very exciting that he's now off the show, and he's chatting to us.
Pete, obviously, where we're seeing a lot of people dropping out of the house, a lot of people returning to normal society. What can you give us? What's the goss behind the scenes? Tell us something, Pete, now.
I went down to Melbourne a few weeks ago, like 4 or 5 weeks ago, for Robbie's 30th, and a few of the boys were there. We had a good time.
You had a catch-up?
I catch up with a lot of the guys. We talk all the time.
Oh, really? Is there a group chat?
There is a group chat.
What's the group chat called?
Oh, no, I can't drop that kind of knowledge. That'll get me in trouble.
It's not like
what's it called?
We can't hack the group chat. Just tell us what you've got it called on your phone.
I've got to keep that one. I've got to keep a few things like quiet. The boys entrusted me, you know.
It's got a bad name, hasn't it?
It's called Ali's Angels.
It's got an awful
name. Yeah. Ali hasn't been getting too much in it, to be honest. We haven't been speaking about it too much.
Obviously not heartbroken then.
No, life's been pretty good. I'm glad to be out. I'm glad to be living my life.
Do you have nicknames in the group chat? Because my favourite thing in my Touch Football group chat is to change people's names, often to other people's names that are already in the group chat.
It's not annoying.
we're using WhatsApp, so there's no nicknames or anything like that. So.
Of course you're using WhatsApp, you cool guys. Tell me...
I'm sorry, Flick is my grandma and we do a radio show together.
Come on, Flick, get together, mate.
I just got, a phone. So Pete, so behind the scenes, though, in the house, what were you doing when the cameras weren't on? Like, obviously you've made friends. How did you make these friends? What were you doing?
So... what we actually did was the very first night we went in there, I could kind of tell everyone was a little bit like on edge. So I sat everyone down and we said, like, let's do story time. So every night we'd all get together and we'd tell each other stories about like our past. So my room in particular was pretty funny. So I had Patty, Tate, Yvonne, Dan Hobley, Rowdy.
You've got all the characters.
Rowdy, classic Rowdy, yep.
Rowdy, get Rowdy around Rowdy. And... And Todd as well. So we had a really good crew in there and, some pretty amazing stories went down. So
stories about your part.
It's school camp.
It's school camp.
It's so cute.
Well, you got like all these guys sharing bunk beds and Yvonne's like 6 foot 11 or almost 7 foot and he's sitting underneath me when he snored, he'd rock my bed. So pretty full on.
Was there anybody in the house that they obviously edited and there's producers and stuff. Was there anyone in there that you genuinely were like, I don't think you're a great dude?
Everyone was really, really nice to me, which is awesome. Like, Patty's the easiest cop-out, but he's just a liability on the drink. but any other time, like him and I, so the very first time we met was in our hotel. So before we even went into the show, we were on lockdown. Mm-hmm. He was my roommate, and I think he was trying to get away from me.
It was you. You were the jerk in the house.
I was a bit bored, so I was egging everyone on. Yeah. I'd drop a bomb here, run away, see what happens.
You farted at people.
I don't think
absolutely.
Was anyone in the house? Is anyone in the house there to genuinely find love, or are they all just going on year 10 retreat? Like, is anyone trying to woo Ellie?
Love.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the best way of putting it, I guess, is like all you've got to do in there is really think about her.
Yeah.
So if you've got 17 guys and they're all starving and there's only a cracker available, it's going to be the best tasting cracker you've ever had. You're going to be going off that cracker. But the moment that steak's back on the menu, you kind of forget about the cracker, and you're like, I don't want to have crackers ever again. So,
you just referred to Australia's Bachelorette as a dry biscuit, mate. Do you want to change? You will give you a chance.
No.
Change the analogy.
I think it was a great analogy. I've got a question. When you're in the house, do you guys have your phones on you?
No, you don't.
Because I was going to say, are you not like all on Tinder and just lining up dates for as soon as you get knocked out?
No, and that's the thing. You really are. Like, all you got to do in there is talk with each other and talk about her.
And think about that Savoy biscuit, yeah.
Yeah.
Far out, Pete. I can't
Pete's
believe you
favorite.
Said cracker.
Pete of is my the, favorite
yeah, of all the
person
foods
that we've
you could have
to.
Said, cracker was one of them.
Yeah,
like,
well, come on. She's not that exciting.
Oh, poor
you know, like, I think she's got a lot of similarities. She's white. She's a bit salty, you know, like.
She's a little bit dry. And now he's enjoying steak. Now he's out and about going to the steak restaurants.
Just a little FYI, Pete.
Hog's Breath Cafe.
FYI, women don't be like being compared to things in supermarket aisles, but I'll let you figure that one out for yourself.
It's fine.
You'll figure it out.
I guess that's probably why I'm still single.
Maybe. You're hanging out with the boys, though. You'll be fine.
Taking offense. I think you're a legend.
Because you didn't get called a cracker. Someone prettier than me got called a cracker. That was pretty offensive.
She was really lovely. Like, nothing against her. She was great. But, you know, I think she's probably only suited to maybe one, two, maybe even potentially three guys in the house.
Yeah.
And the rest of them, once you realise you're not suited with her, you're just there to have some fun.
It's kind of it's like Bill, Charlie, Tate. Is that kind of it?
Look, I think Charlie's putting it on.
You reckon?
Oh, for sure.
For what? For fame?
I just think, like, again, you know, like, he's trying so hard for it.
Yeah.
I think, like, if he had his time again, he probably would go, you know what, I don't really need to be that invested in this girl. We'll see how it all ends out.
Okay. Oh, wow. So Bill and Tate, you reckon, two front runners?
I reckon Tate and Todd are the two front runners.
Tate and Todd. TT.
Yeah.
Tate and Todd.
Todd's
they sound like Flanders children, but that's...
They're all good-looking. You're all good-looking.
You're all attractive men.
Attractive.
And none of you I would refer to as a cracker. So, I don't know.
I think we've got a bit of personality going, which is good. So.
Pete, our favourite cracker from The Bachelor. Mate, it's been a pleasure chatting.
Yeah, have
Thanks,
a great
guys.
Day, Pete.
You too.